And don't forget to order your Ice Melt in Road Crew or Blue Zap for this winter. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or La Crosse and see these and many other products we have on hand. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of three U.S. service members killed in Jordan return home today. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Biden and the First Lady today will travel to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to meet privately with the families of the three service members killed in the drone attack in Jordan. This afternoon, the Bidens participate in the dignified transfer of remains at Dover. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, will also attend. This is a solemn event. No remarks by the president, as the bodies of the service members returned to the U.S. The White House said the president asked all three families if they would like him to be there, and they said yes. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Hamas said to be still studying a proposed ceasefire agreement that would see more prisoners released. One round of serious rain done in Southern California, but an even bigger storm is on the way. And just in from the Labor Department, a very strong jobs report, 353,000 jobs created in the month of January. This is ABC News. At least three people killed and nearly 300 more hurt in a gas explosion in the capital of Kenya. Investigators have been on the scene in Clearwater, Florida, after a plane hit a mobile home park. Several people there were killed. Country music and pop star Darius Rucker, founder of the group Hootie and the Blowfish, arrested near Nashville on misdemeanor drug charges. And we could see history made at the Grammys on Sunday night. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
I find it dizzying. Taylor Swift could find the Grammys dizzying. The superstar singer up for six awards, including Album of the Year. And if she wins that big prize, she'll be the only artist to ever win it four times. She's currently in a tie at three wins with Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon. If country singer Jelly Roll wins Best New Artist, the 39-year-old will be the oldest to win in that category, taking the distinction from a 33-year-old Sheryl Crow. And if the most nominated artist, SZA, wins in all nine categories in which she's nominated, that'll be the most Grammy wins in a single night. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you visited the Creative Outlet lately? We are a family-owned business carrying a variety of products that support many individuals in our community. We consign brand-name clothing at resale prices, display handmade crafts made by local artisans, and offer craft supplies that you want to purchase because special orders are always welcome. Store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm Heather, and I invite you to visit the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane provider, there's no settling for second best. Since 1939, Feral Gas has delivered dependable hometown service to its customers. Serving the local community, the employee owners at Feral Gas provide everyday low pricing and the quality service you and your family deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, there's never a better choice than Feral Gas. Click feralgas.com or call 647-2164.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Both calves and slaughter cows were higher at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold from $2.40 to $4 by the pound. Number two and heifer calves sold from $1.20 to $2, with the beef crossbred calves up to $6.40. Slaughter cows sold from $0.76 to $1.02. We did have three questionable cows, $0.50 to $0.66. Bulls up to $1.07. Feeder sale this Friday, February 2nd. Early consignments include 38 black steers weighing 7 to 8, 6 black steers, 600, 10 black calves, 6 to 650, 22 crossbred calves weighing 5 to 650, 12 black heifers and 12 black steers weighing 5 to 6, and 9 red calves, about 600 pounds. There'll be several smaller packages of feeder cattle also. Next Wednesday, February 7th, will be our next hay sale. If you're looking for spring calving black heifers, be sure to contact us, as we know where there's 30 heifers bred for early March calving. If you have cattle to sell or are looking to buy, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fisherie, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fisherie participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fisherie. Don't miss it.
If you're interested in learning more about the basic truths found in Scripture, the people at Trinity Apostolic Faith Church in Richland Center invite you to join them for Sunday school beginning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship is at 11. Sunday evening service is at 5. And Wednesday Bible study at 7. You'll enjoy a warm, traditional environment, and you'll learn about Jesus, the light of the world. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church, 489 South Larson Street, Richland Center. To learn more, visit the web at apostolicfaith.org or call 647-8758.
Consider this. A man traveling in Norway went to see a church in a certain town. As he looked up at the tower, he saw the carved figure of a lamb near the top. He asked why it had been placed in this position and was told the following incident. One day when the church was being built, a workman fell from the high scaffold about the tower. The men working with him saw him descend in his fall and were transfixed with fear. They got down to the ground as quickly as possible, expecting to find the body dashed to pieces. But to their surprise, he was there practically unhurt. A flock of sheep were being driven past the church at the moment of his fall. He fell right on top of one of the lambs. The lamb was crushed to death, but the man was saved. They put the carved figure of the lamb on the tower not only to commemorate the event, but to remind all of the Son of God who came into the world to die as the Lamb of God in the place of every sinner who would receive him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're continuing the dry pattern around here. Looks like another 5 or 6 days yet of dry weather. Temperatures, meanwhile, a little cooler today overall as some air rushes in from southern Canada through the Wisconsin. Also, we'll have some cloud cover patches moving through as well. But in general, high pressure will settle in over the next couple of days and bring us a dry and fairly sunny weekend. The sunshine will stick around early next week. Then finally, some moisture working in toward Wednesday and Thursday ahead of a storm system in the Rockies and Plains. That could bring us a couple of rain showers by Wednesday night or Thursday of next week. And that chance will linger into Friday. It looks like it'll turn cooler after that, falling back to more seasonal levels for the mid part of February. We're likely even to see a bit of snow out there in the middle portion of the month. Here's that forecast for today. Variably cloudy with high temperatures close to 40. East wind up around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a touch warmer. High near 44 with an east to southeast wind at 5 to 10. Saturday night, just a few clouds, low 26. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild with a high of 47. Heading into Monday, lots of sunshine and pleasant, low 26, high 49 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy and balmy, low 29, high 51. Wednesday, clouds moving in, but still warm. Low temperature 32 with a high near 52. There is a slight chance of light rain developing later Wednesday night. Thursday, cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered showers. Low 37 with a high of 50. And by Friday, somewhat cooler with highs around 40 with a chance of some light showers, which could even mix with a little snow by Friday night. You have yourself a great day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. A good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Right now, 30 degrees in cloudy conditions. We set a record of 50 degrees yesterday. The earlier record was 1986 when it was 46. So we beat it by 4 yesterday. The morning low, 29. Record high for this date, 51 in 2020. 40 degrees below zero in 1951 ranks as the record low. Last year's high was 25 and the low 2. Sunset will happen at 5:15 today. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:15. Southwest winds 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer is up a bit from earlier at 3016 and no precipitation today. Skies remain cloudy. We're up 1 from the overnight low. It is 30.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports time on WRCO is next. It is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and also Hillsborough Equipment, the WRCO Sports Boosters as well. We have a recap of all the high school basketball last night, a preview of wrestling coming up this weekend as well. The Brewers make a big trade, sending away Corbin Burns, and the Badgers stumble in Nebraska. Those stories and more in a moment.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Kickapoo came from behind to beat Ithaca 43-36 in area girls basketball last night. The Panthers trailed 20-13 at halftime on Parents' Night. The Bulldogs had a promising start in the first half before Kickapoo started the second half outscoring the visitors 13-0. Ithaca fought back for the lead at 35-30, but again Kickapoo would outscore them this time 13-1 at the end of the game. The Panthers' physical full court press kept the Bulldogs from getting into an offensive rhythm. The victory avenged a loss to Ithaca earlier in the season. Kickapoo was led in scoring by Gwen Fredrickson with 13. Abby Oliver added 11. Autumn Jack scored 8. Haley Gander 5. Tierney Arndt added 4. And Lexi Kaiser scored 2. The Panthers were 12-17 from the line. Ithaca freshman J.C. Maxwell scored 12 all in the first half last night. Holly King had a solid night with 10, including 2 three-pointers. Josie Lau scored 6. Kaylee Miller put in 4. Olivia Young and Tristan Peterson both scored 2. The Bulldogs were 3-8 from the line. Kickapoo won the JV game 36-31 over Ithaca. With the 43-36 varsity win, the Panthers are now 16-5 overall, 8-2 in the conference. They have a game Tuesday against Cashton. Ithaca fell to 11-8, 5-4 in the league. They will make up a game against River Valley at home on Monday night. Elsewhere in the Ridge and Valley girls basketball last night, DeSoto 65, Seneca 31. It was a victory for Wazika Steuben over Lafarge Youth Initiative 79-41. In the Southwest Conference, Lancaster 77, Richland Center 30, Prairie du Chien 63, River Valley 20. It was also a win last night for Platteville over Dodgeville in a close game 50 to 46. Cuba City, 79. Riverdale, 36. Mineral Point, 77. 35 over Boscobel. Fenimore beat Southwestern, 58 to 41. Highland edged Belmont, 30 to 29. Also last night, River Ridge, 53. Shoalsburg, 34 in girls basketball. And Benton, 58-47 over Potosi-Cassville. New Glarus, 77-32 over Wisconsin Heights. Westfield beat Mauston, 64-25. Wisconsin Dells, 57. Adams Friendship, 43. Toma, 55. La Crosse Central, 36. And Belleville, 59-44 over Waterloo. In boys basketball, Ithaca with a win in a makeup game at DeSoto, 79-60. It was certainly a great night for Channing Brown, who's had a big week. He went over 1,000 points in his career on Monday night. Last night, he hit 9 threes. The junior finished with a game-high 38 points, leading the Bulldogs. Devin Iam had 12, Wes Nelson 11, Sammy Clary with 8. It was a win for Royal over Nisita, 64-32. Hillsboro had a big night in boys basketball, 52-51 over Bangor for the Tigers, their first win over Bangor since 2016. It was GET over Viroqua, 56-33, Cashton 86, Brookwood 34, New Lisbon 71-43 over Waniwak Center, Mount Horeb 61, Baraboo 49, and Stoughton beat Reedsburg 81-41. There's boys basketball in the area tonight. The Richland Center Hornets are taking on the Platteville Hillmen. Coach Brian Poles talked about his team's big victory a week ago over Dodgeville.
You know, it was our best effort of the year. And so you really saw this young group, you know, take a step forward, which was great to see. You know, it still wasn't perfect, but we did a much better job of just matching their effort and intensity level. We protected the ball a little bit better than we usually do. We defended much better, much more consistently. So obviously you hold them to, I think they scored 45 points in that game. You know, you're going to be in games if you can hold teams to mid-40s. And so it was really a great night for us, a big step forward.
Platteville at home on a Friday night. Normally they're a pretty physical team, aren't they?
They are a physical team. Like I said, they've got good size. Zach McClain inside, he's a legitimate 6'8". He's averaging a double-double for them, 11 points, 11 rebounds. So he really kind of anchors their defense especially. And then you look at their wings, you know, they've got great size at the wings. They're 6'3", 6'4", and just their continued effort level, whether that's offensively and defensively and in transition. So all just really, really tough to handle all together in one, and so it's going to be a really great challenge for us.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles. His team is home against Platteville, and we'll have the games our featured Friday night game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville and Lancaster at River Valley as well. Weston is at Ithaca, Wazika Steuben at DeSoto, and Kickapoo at Seneca. Reedsburg visits Sparta, West Salem at Westby, Portage at the Dells, Barneville visits Highland, Belleville at Wisconsin Heights, Fenimore at Cuba City, Iowa Grant at Boscobel, Mineral Point at Darlington, Riverdale plays at Southwestern in a boys and girls doubleheader. Southwestern plays the Chieftains at 6 at Southwestern High School, and then Riverdale and Southwestern meet at 7:30 in boys basketball. River Valley is at Viroqua in girls hoops tonight, Brookwood at Royal, New Lisbon at Cashton, Bangor at Waniwak Center, Nisita at Hillsboro, Reedsburg at Baraboo. It's Boscobel at Iowa Grant, River Ridge visits Wazika Steuben, and West Salem at Westby. Tomorrow, lots of wrestling action in the area. The Southwest Conference SWAL clash at Mineral Point High School will get underway in the 9 o'clock hour, and also it will be the Scenic Ridge tournament at Kickapoo High School. Wrestling slated to start around 9:30 tomorrow at Kickapoo Schools. We'll have coverage of both events. Co-head coach Troy Clary of Ithaca Weston looks forward to the event.
Well, we've been winning it since 2019. Of course, COVID year we didn't have it, but every year since 2019 we've won the tournament. And you know, our main goal, one of our goals this year, is to win that tournament again. So you know, it'd be nice to get a sixth year in a row. Plus, you know, having the seniors having that chance to win, you know, win it all 4 years, you know, that's pretty rare. But and it also gives an opportunity for the underclassmen to get that same opportunity as well.
Where will the toughest competition come from team-wise this weekend?
Royal out of the Scenic Bluffs. Their numbers are probably better than anyone else. And they have some individuals. And they've got some balance. We just got to hope that our balance is a little bit better than theirs.
Troy Clary, co-head coach of Ithaca Weston. He'll be at Kickaboo tomorrow with his team, along with Coach Marcus McCauley. And tomorrow at Mineral Point, there will be some great matches going on. The Riverdale Chieftains look to contend. They're coached by Jeff Campbell.
I think so. I think we've got the individuals that can reach those semifinals and finals, and that's where you get the big team points. But we've got a solid throughout our lineup that will also win things on the backside, you know, through those wrestle backs and that. But those brackets are so deep. We've talked a lot about if you make a semifinal at that conference tournament, it's you're looking at state kids all the way through all those weight classes. The intensity level of that day really prepares you for what's going to come in the next couple weeks, and that's what I always enjoy, and the kids get that atmosphere and against some great competition.
Riverdale head coach Jeff Campbell. His team will be tomorrow at Mineral Point. Well, bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Three Aces had an 1,801. Girlfriends, 1,736. Spare Parts, 1,712. Spare Parts, a 627. The Girlfriends, a 616. Class A, a 615. Marsha Mahatka had a 460 series. Judy Shireman, 449. Irene Klatstovey, a 436. Judy Shireman with a 189. Marsha Mahatka, a 180. And Ann Makovic with a 159. Marsha Mahatka and Ann Makovic each had 310s in Coffee Clutch Bowling. All-Star League last night. Morris Heating and Cooling at 29-22. Advance Pump and Well at 28-27. Cardinal Glass at 28-23. Game Honors. Morris Heating and Cooling at 10-20. Cardinal Glass, 1,000. Advance Pump and Well, a 984. Jason Gerner, 103 over average with a 748. Greg Shep had a 665. Steve Winger, a 658. Jason Gerner and Chuck Pardoon with a 269 game leading the way. Terry, 44. Jordan Stovey, a 236. Brandom's bowled a 521. 125 over average. Have traded former Cy Young Award winner and Team A starting pitcher Corbin Burnes to the Baltimore Orioles. Milwaukee gets top prospects in return. 25-year-old shortstop Joey Ortiz is one of the most promising shortstops in minor league baseball, but he is blocked at the big league level and had been in the minors with a top prospect Jackson Holliday, another shortstop. 25-year-old pitcher D.L. Hall pitched in 18 games for the Orioles last season, compiling a 3-0 record with a 3.26 earned run average as he gets set to join the Brewers. There's also a draft pick involved in the first round of this year's draft. GM Matt Arnold was asked yesterday if there will be any more deals.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, as we've discussed in the past, there are sometimes these deals come together, take a long time. Certainly open to more conversations. I certainly wouldn't shut any conversations down at this point in the offseason.
It was a rough night for the Badgers last night. They have fallen at Nebraska for the second straight time after blowing an 18-point lead after halftime. The Huskers came roaring from behind to tie and force the game into overtime last night. Scoring first, the home team went on to claim an 80-72 upset victory. Wisconsin is now 9-2 in the Big Ten Conference with a showdown against Purdue coming up Sunday. A.J. Storr led the Badgers in scoring with 28 points. Max Klesman and Chucky Hepburn had 13 apiece. Wisconsin shot 55% before half, but only connected on 36% of shots the rest of the way. In fact, the game was a tough one for Coach Greg Gard and the team, who felt Nebraska was just more aggressive.
Nebraska also, second half, 50-50 balls, loose balls, those things. They were quicker to things. They were more aggressive. They were hungrier. And like I said, just the turnovers and the unwillingness to attack and play in the paint.
Badgers.
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint. You know, we don't get to the free throw line, and we aren't going to get fouled when you're consistently shooting jump shots. So combination of those two.
The Badgers take on Purdue on Sunday. The Bucks are looking for their first win under the leadership of head coach Doc Rivers tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee has lost its first two games during the transition. Most of the attention at the American Airlines Center will be on Giannis Antetokounmpo and also Luka Doncic, but Tim Hardaway Jr. is averaging almost 23 a game for the Mavericks. The Mavs are coming off a 35-point loss to Minnesota on Wednesday, so both teams need a win. A border battle between Wisconsin and Minnesota includes men's hockey. Teams are rated in the top 10 on both sides for the first time in 18 years. They meet on the Kohl Center ice tonight and tomorrow. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. It's a Friday morning. That means fresh from the country. Some brand new releases, country music news, and the number one most played song across the land coming up before 9 o'clock this morning. This event on the radio is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We begin today with a brand new one from Larry Fleet on FM 100.9 WRCO.
My paycheck could be bigger, and cold beer could be cheaper, but I sure love a new truck, but I can't sell this beater. My freezing needs more deer meat, my grass can use more rain. But even on the hard days, man, I can't complain. I still live and breathe. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row on my way home. And I got a family that loves me. Someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. But I'm the way. I take for granted. Well, sometimes when I get home, all I want to do is kick back on the sofa and kick off these work boots.
too tired to chuck the pigskin. Tell a story, tuck the kids in, and stay up with the missus. But I'm going to tonight while I'm still living. Just hit four green lights in a row. I'm almost home to a family that loves me. Yeah, there must be someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. Well, I'm no after definition of what a lucky man is when I take a look at all the things I take. I take for granted.
Rush of the Country and WRCO. Our tough trivia question of the morning is coming up a little bit later on. We have some great features for you today, some good new country. A little bit later on, Mike Clemens talks sports with us. He'll be doing that between 10 and 11 this morning. Not for lack of Wisconsin top stories. Do you go with Corbin Burns being traded? Do you go with the new Packer defensive coordinator? Doc Rivers being officially hired? You know, lots to talk about. Badger loss last night to Nebraska, which unfortunately I kind of had a premonition about that one, but oh well, it's tough to win in the Big Ten. Somebody was showing me a stat, too, about top 10 teams in college basketball this year and their record against unranked teams, which means in the crazy world of college basketball, rankings do not mean a whole lot. This one has made a big old move on the chart this week, up to number 20 for Tyler Hubbard.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road, back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole, back when my old guitar had some brand new strings, yes it did, back when a work truck was just a stick shift, back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it, back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing, yeah we did. I could use some back then right now, 98 Chevy with a tailgate down, FM on it with the door real loud, burning up the night, then I sing wild. I could use a little more wide open, back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding, living in the moment with the good time crowd, making life count, damn, I could use a little more back then right now, back then right now. Back when a how you been came through a phone call, back when a pastime was watching baseball, yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk, back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then right now, 98 Chevy with the tailgate down, FM on it with the door up loud, burning up the night, then I said why. Making life count, damn, I could use a little more back then right now.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCL, and back then, right now. Some entertainment news notes today. Bruce Springsteen's mom has died. Adele Zarilli Springsteen died Wednesday, the age of 98. Details were not given. Adele Springsteen was a fan favorite, known for dancing at her son's concerts. Springsteen's father, Douglas, died in 1998. And one thing you'll not see at the Grammys is a close-up of the nominees as the winners are read. One of the show's producers, Ben Winston, says that led to people rewinding to see the disappointment in people's faces. Winston says that makes things too competitive, and the producers want to create a loving room for the music community. He says there will also be short films that will lead into the performances to tell the story of the artist's year. The Grammys will be in Los Angeles and shown live on CBS on Sunday. But we won't be able to see the disappointment. Oh well. 30 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Here's Robbie Johnson.
Girl, I'd be lying if I told you you're the first one to climb onto this bench seat of my ride. And I'd be crazy not to think my reputation ain't sitting on the backseat of your mind. Now I wonder and ponder on why you'd wander, the moon in your eyes. You should know there is no way I'll ever find your way in this jagged heart of mine. 'Cause I got a reputation of a love infatuation. I'm a lover. Love ain't what I do. No, it ain't a contradiction. It's a runaway addiction. I'm a runner. Running's all I do. But if you stay for a while, it's a hell of a ride. You'd be crazy to think that I could love you. And I can't even find love for myself. And you'd be foolish to think that I could hate you. If you go find some love with someone else, now I wonder and ponder on why you'd wander with the moon in your eyes. You should know there is no way you'll ever find your in this jagged heart of mine. 'Cause I got a reputation of a love infatuation. I'm a lover, but love ain't what I do. No, it ain't a contradiction. It's a runaway addiction. I'm a runner, and I run away from you. But if you stay for a while, hell of a ride. Oh, hell of a ride. Oh, hell of a ride. And now there's no wonder why you wander in the night. Guess you know there is no way you'll ever find your way in this jagged heart of mine. 'Cause you got a reputation of a love infatuation. You're a lover, but love ain't what you do. No, it ain't a contradiction. It's a runaway addiction. You're a runner. I guess we're both alive. Two wanderers running in the night on a hell of a ride. Hell of a ride. A hell of a ride. Hell of a ride. Thank you.
Bobby Johnson. It is 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock for Fresh from the Country returns in just a moment.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Trivia time is coming up, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products. Today's tough trivia question goes like this here. On average, one of these is touched 25 times before someone buys it. What is it? One of these is touched 25 times before someone buys it. 608-647-4155 with your answer.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. The cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mama's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's.
Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen, and a song that's up and coming, Mama's House. In fact, that song is up to number 11 on the Country Airplay Survey. And Dave Umbeon has himself some cookies. He's got more friends now because he won from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe some delicious cookies. On average, one of these is touched 25 times before someone buys it. It is a greeting card. There you go. And we had a couple of guesses for different types of fruits and vegetables, but no, greeting cards. And then that would make sense, you know, when you're looking for the perfect one. I'm a little bit... It's hard sometimes to be choosy, especially when you're a big spender like me. And you look at the back of the card and you say, what, $8 for that? Okay, where are the 50 centers? Where's the dollar one? Yeah, okay. So, you know, that kind of goes into it for me, too. But nonetheless, that's the answer. Way to go, Dave. You're the latest winner. Greeting cards. Yes, I was flashing back to, again, where I like to live and me TV and TV in the past, but... was thinking about the Green Acres episode where Arnold and Oliver share the same birthday, and everyone's getting presents for Arnold, and of course the greeting card says, "Oh, a happy birthday, oh pig of mine! I hope this finds you well and fine." And then later on, it's, "Oh, happy birthday, oh mother-in-law of mine, and I hope that you know." So it's pretty much the same greeting for every card that you pick up. And then Mr. Haney comes in with some presents that you could buy for Arnold, including a snout warmer. You know? Yeah, that's my kind of humor right there. This is a brand new one from Sawyer Brown. It's called Under This Old Hat.
The highway, Florida to Tennessee, cutting out a path like a truck of flashing high beams. 40 years of road dogging, burning like a daydream, screaming down the interstate, lightning in the bloodstream. Time flies by like a bullet down a train track. Miles and miles under this old hat. Another town, leave it all on the stage. Turn it up, tear it down, turn them on, turn the page. Wichita to Kansas City, Amarillo, Albuquerque. Break down, up and running, Arizona in a hurry. Worn out, throw it back, beaten out a heart attack. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing a sound. Not a clue, and no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Shaking, ripping, roaring, California, stargazing, trailblazing, chance taking, rain making, lighter raising, sub thumping, wheels squealing, show stopping, seam stealing, heading south long haul, muscle shows how you feeling. Hit the road, hit the sack, take it in and play it back. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, and no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Charlie Pride, James Brown, CDB, the real riders, rider diaries, way up in the cheap seats. The road through the day makers, runners, gunners, ticket takers, horse trading, pulling favors, front of house, pushing faders, 10-4, copy that, moving forward, flashing back. Miles and miles under this old hat. Fast car coming down, out of control. Now I'm the last train roaming, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, and no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out. I've been running miles and miles, miles and miles, miles and miles.
that one. Brand new from Sawyer Brown, Under This Old Hat. On Fresh in the Country.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
30 degrees at WRCO Radio. Here's Chris Jansen, a song that's pushing toward number one. It's number two this week.
I want a tracker boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. A lotto ticket worth a million bucks and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you. Take a trip in a Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need.
Making a push toward the chance to be the next number one. And so is this one. Into the top 10 this week for Hardy.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I used that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah.
is 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up alongside of the truck bed this morning.
That's Hardy on WRCO, and here is the number one song for country music. Man, it's been there. It's setting some records now, up there at the top of many of the country surveys for the last seven surveys. This is Nate Smith. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to our sponsor, Fresh from the Country, Julie.